You're not gonna go there, are you?
Oh, yes, I am. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell, and I'm so very glad you are joining me. You know, I liked this spot so much yesterday, I decided to stay here for today. Well, Lady Gaga's dogs were kidnapped, dognapped, and a lot of people are upset that... I'm so sick of this. A lot of people are upset that she's making hoopla about $500,000 reward for the dogs, but not really saying much about the person that was shot. He is okay. They were in critical condition at first. All gunshot wounds are listed critical, basically, to begin with. But allegedly, they're going to be recovering, and I'm sure Gaga will take care of them. It's just another, you know, man's inhumanity to man sort of thing. But that's not what I wanted to talk to you about today. Today, I wanted to tell you how it sucks to be gay, bi, trans in America today. Because what the good people out there think is happening, and what you probably think is happening, is our Congress is discussing the Equality Act, which will do many things to protect the LGBTQ and trans community, particularly trans community. And what's really happening is people get to take another vote on whether or not I'm equal, a trans person is equal. People actually get to sit today and debate and discuss whether trans people belong, whether they're equal. That ridiculous QAnon lady, she has posted hateful signs outside of her actual congressional door. One of the Congress people has a trans daughter and had to sit there and listen to, like, someone read the Bible today about dressing in other people, you know, in other genders' clothing. I mean, this is disgusting, dehumanizing. And what most of you don't understand, and this is something that I have really tried to get across to you over the years, you really don't know until it's your life being debated by a-holes, by racists and bigots and homophobes and transphobes. Now, I would say that it bothers me, but I'm used to it. It does bother me. It does. And what bothers me is that there's, you know, gay and lesbian and bi and trans people out there that are younger that have to sit and watch this and think, oh my God. You know, that bothers me. I'm older, I'm jaded, you know, I can handle it. You know what I'm saying? I think you all do. I think you know that as we age, some of these things, you know, we can handle a little better. But to hear these morons discussing my life, the life of my trans friends, and whether or not we deserve protections and equality and fairness, it's emblematic of what is wrong with our country. You see, our founders knew that there were some things that are self-evident. You know, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That all, they said men, that was the pejorative term of their day, but all people were created equal. And Thomas Jefferson, you know, talked about equality and equal being equal. The 14th Amendment certainly is about equality and equal being equal. And there's no room for shades of equal. Okay, so either we're completely equal or we're not. So, you know, there's been a lot of, I'm probably going to sound racist. There's been a lot of black films recently. And for instance, I'm on all the awards. I'm producing the Dorian Awards right now. And there's been a lot of films that are up for nomination and up for awards at various award shows this year that are black films. Now, they are just films. They're just films. But they're films with black themes. And Spike Lee's Defy Bloods, which is on Netflix, Chadwick Boseman, the late Delroy Lindo, of course, and others, I tried to watch it last night. And it's a really great movie for people that didn't live through the civil rights movement and didn't know of, you know, these people that they're being quoted in the film and stuff. But as always, the film is kind of angry about the way blacks have historically been treated, and prophetic and profound in so much as, you know, the Black Panthers, which I grew up thinking was a terrorist organization because that's how white schooling taught me, they weren't. The Black Panthers were just set up to protect black people from the police. And we could certainly use them today, couldn't we? And so as I watch these films, the anger, the injustice, the reckoning is starting to come out. Now, to me, I don't find it as entertaining, and I know that's terrible, but when you hit me over the head with a message, I tend to recoil. I like messages that are poignantly portrayed in films that, you know, guess who's coming to dinner? What a message. What a film. What dialogue for the time. And yes, it did hit you over the head, but it hit you over the head with a soft mallet. I guess the time for soft mallets has passed. But the fact is, gays really have not yet had that. In other words, they're not sitting around talking about black equality today. I realize there was the Black Lives Matter movement, and we want white cops to stop killing black people, and we want them to be held accountable. White cops and black cops and brown cops kill gay people and trans people. And there's not, you know, a lot of accountability. More trans people have been killed in the last 2 years than in recorded keeping of records of trans people being murdered. Trans people are just, you know, they're I don't want to say they're victims, it's a bad word, but they're targets. They are targets. And today doesn't help. What's going on today in Congress, you know, doesn't help trans people not be targets. So it's a day where anger comes out a lot in me, and I'm trying to keep it down and not yell and scream because it doesn't do any good. But I get angry at other minorities too, because for all of the wokeness in the world, I have yet to see black people apologize to gay people for their role in our oppression. Okay? I haven't heard that. They owe us a big apology. In fact, in California, when Barack Obama was elected the first time and all of those new black and brown people went to the polls, they also overwhelmingly approved a ban on same-sex marriage. California, a majority-minority state, where record numbers of black and brown people came out to vote, they voted to oppress gays. No one's ever really addressed that to the black community, to the brown community, to the minority communities, to the Asian community. You all have been just as oppressive as the gay members of your community as others have been to you. And I would like that reckoning to happen. I would like black leaders to come forward and say, we're sorry. In our community, you know, being gay in the black community is still not accepted. That's why the term the down low is there. It is not easy to be gay and be black. It's not easy to be gay and be brown. It's not easy to be gay and Chinese or Asian. As much as there's this woke movement about how those minorities deserve a fair shot in the regular part of society, those minorities are not addressing their own ranks. And the fact that blacks are extraordinarily homophobic in their art, in their literature, and in their lives. They are. And I'm not speaking out of school here. There are many who are not. But a predominant number of the black people that I have met in my life have been homophobic. It's not accepted in their culture. And even though it's becoming a little more accepted, it's nowhere near the, and they blame their religion. Well, blacks are very religious. I don't care what they blame. There are no clean hands when it comes to homophobia, transphobia, all of it. There's no clean hands. Every minority has systematically discriminated against gays in their own ranks. Okay? White people discriminate against white gays. Black people discriminate against white gays and black gays and brown gays. Brown people discriminate against gays of all color. It's almost like the one thing that unites all the minorities, their bad treatment of the gay people in their own ranks. So that's why sometimes their call for equality, their call for unity, my ears fall deaf. Because I say to myself, until you, black community, clean up your ranks, until you, Christian community, clean up your ranks, until you, Hispanic community, clean up your ranks, how do you ever expect equality out in the general world? You want to be accepted as black, as brown, as yellow, but you won't accept black, brown, or yellow gays, trans, bis. No hands are clean when it comes to hurting gays. We have been universally obliterated by every culture. Every culture. Except if you go back to some of the ancient cultures and some of the Indian cultures and Native American cultures. They actually, on the show that I just watched, The Long Way Up, with Ewan McGregor, he went and visited a temple where those of two spirits live and reside, meaning people who may be male but identify as female, or they just sort of live androgynously, whatever the case. In some cultures, like in Peru, India, they have a name for those that they didn't know they were trans or they were, you know, gender non-binary or whatever. They just called them two spirits. You know, they have both male and female spirit. Now, today we have a member of Congress hanging up a sign that says God invented or created two sexes. And I've said that before, that's biology, but that's actually not true. If you look at biology and you look at chromosomes, there's XX, XY, there's XXY, XYX, there's all kinds of variants. So no God created just two sexes. There are, in fact, more sexes. There's intersex people who are born with both. There's asexual people who are unfortunately, through genetics or whatever, they're not born with any. There's all kinds of biological sexes. Yes, there's predominantly male and predominantly female, but there's a whole lot of shades and area in between. But more importantly, why should any of that be up for congressional debate? Why should any American's right to equality be up for debate? Not trans American, not gay American, not bi or black or brown or yellow American. Why should any Americans be up for debate? And that's the issue I'm having today. It doesn't matter if they're black or brown or gay, or doesn't matter if you're black or white. It doesn't matter. What matters is you're an American and we don't discriminate against other Americans. And if you do, I get angry about that because I'm an American. So where is that sense from these pious Republicans and these, you know, and they're all Republicans. Everyone opposing this is a Republican. The Republican Party is evil. It need not be in our political system. I don't know what it's going to take. They staged an insurrection. People have died. And for decades, people died under the Republican rule because of their hatred of gays, their hatred of women, you know, their love of only God and guns and white people. White, God, and guns. If you weren't that, the Republicans hated you. And that's caused so many people grief for so long and pain and, yes, death. You know, I've been thinking a lot about mortality and the ridiculousness of our folly. And in America, like, the whole hearing today is stupid. Of course, gays, lesbians, bi should be equal in all areas of the law and protected. We should be beyond that, and today we should be discussing how to ease the pain and suffering of the American people, how to stop COVID, how to, you know, all of these things. That's what we should be talking about today, not an age-old issue that should be put to rest once and for all. Yes, all Americans are equal, no matter their color, their race, their gender identity, or their sexual orientation. It doesn't matter. They're Americans, and they're treated with the equal dignity and respect that all humans, not just Americans, deserve the same. We're not at that point. We still have people that believe there's levels of equality based on either a fairy tale called religion or politics or both. But we now live in a time where we spend hours upon hours, days, weeks, months, just discussing who among us is worthy of protection, of equality. Do you see how that's not something a society that has evolved does? Do you see that's how it's not something a loving, caring society does? And since the major party that does it is the Republican Party, that party should be put to rest right now. It should be laid down and buried in the scrap heap of history. Will we? I don't know. I don't know. I do know that today is an embarrassment. I do know that today is another day where I don't want to be an American, where I'm like, oh God, we're so stupid. The world is watching this. You know, I spent a lot of time today. Next week, next Friday, I get my second COVID shot. That's the Pfizer vaccine. And I'm really worried about feeling badly over the weekend. I don't want to have, quote, the flu. I don't want to have a fever and chills and muscle aches and fatigue beyond belief. I don't want it. But I have to. And I have to because, A, it's the right thing for society. And that's really the first thing. It's not about me. This has to be done to protect my neighbors, to protect me from my neighbors, to stop variants from spreading. I have to get the second vaccine. I don't want it, meaning I don't want the side effects. But I will live through them, and I have to have it. And I was thinking how lucky and blessed I will be after I live through the second vaccine. How I'll be able to go to the grocery store and pick out my own damn produce for a change. How I might even be able to go see a friend if they've been vaccinated or if we're really safe. And so I look forward to it. I'm afraid of it, but I also look forward to it. And I realize how lucky I am because there's still so much suffering from COVID and so much uncertainty from COVID and so much that needs to be done with COVID that's not being done. Why? Because we're still sitting around and debating whether or not gay, bi, or trans is in somehow worthy. That's why we're here in this mess. It really is. It's why as a nation we're failing, and as a people, it appears we're destined to have a very short shelf life when it comes to, you know, you go to Ireland, which I so desperately, I'm looking at a picture of me in Ireland. It's obviously one of my favorite places. I've been so many times. And the people and the country. And I think of Ireland, and I think about how politically, like with same-sex marriage, abortion, they're over. It's done. It's legal. It's done. And now they have trans legislation going through. They have all these things happening in Ireland that we don't, and yet they're a predominantly Catholic country. But they can do it. I was thinking of my time in Ireland this morning because I'm ready for joy again, aren't you? Aren't you ready for beauty and joy and happiness? Aren't you just a little vessel just waiting to receive it? I know that we get it every day. Ember's right over there, my love, my life. And she has brought me great joy today and every day. My friends are in good health, and that brings me joy. You bring me joy. You bring me joy. You do. The people out there on the other side of this camera, you bring me joy. But we're not going to get to it. We're not going to have it again if we don't earn it and if we don't acknowledge it and recognize it and want it. And as I look forward, I don't want a life of drudgery until I then die. You know, I don't want a life of fighting and discord. And so I do wonder about my future and my future in America, actually. I need to be by the healthcare system if I'm going to be monitored every year for my heart and my aorta. I need to be near family. But at the same time, I'm getting so sick of America focusing on all the wrong things all the time. Because today, 50 people out of 327 million, 50 people called Republicans today, or are we in the House today? We might be in the House today. So yeah, the Congress. Okay, so 200 and something, you know, people out of 322 million, they seem to think, if we're in the Senate, it's 45. If we're in the House, it's 200 plus. Because they have warped, ridiculous views, suddenly we have to be subjected to them. And I don't know about you, but I'm really getting tired of that. I am. Now, for those of you that are still stuck on Lady Gaga and her dogs and $500,000 reward and her putting the dog's welfare first, I have to tell you, if someone had taken Ember and if the person had been shot, I would be all about Ember. If I knew the person was okay in the hospital and that they were going to recover, I would be all about Ember. I would feel badly they were shot, but they're not missing. So I think every dog owner out there today can relate to Lady Gaga and say, yes, I care about the person that got shot. Obviously, they're in the hospital, they're doing okay, but my dogs are missing. You know, because of all the bonds I have right now, the one with Ember is the one that brings me the most joy and the most pain. When I say the most pain, it's because one day I know she will be gone. And I worry about her. Like, does she have a breathing issue? Or does she, you know, what are the allergies doing or whatever? Literally last night I woke up because she had, in her sleep, she was breathing weird, oddly heavy, like she was having a dream or something when we were here in the TV room. And then we went into the bedroom, went to bed. And, you know, I wanted to check on her to make sure she didn't have that happen again. So I literally woke up a couple times during the night. And the first thing I did was check on her, make sure she was breathing okay. But that's one of the best relationships in my life right now. And so, yeah, I would go through extraordinary measures to both find, and then the people that took her would, you know, hope they don't have relatives or friends. Because people go missing all the time, you know. They fall off boats, they get thrown into meat grinders or wood chippers. It happens, you know, it could happen, you know. So I'm not mad at Lady Gaga for offering $500,000 for her dogs and not saying for the, I know she should have said, you know, $500,000 reward for the information on who shot my assistant and took my dogs. But right now she's just in panic mode. Give me my dogs back, you know. I hope she gets them back. I do. They have video of the car. They have video of the person being shot. You know, these Nest cameras and security cams, thing like that. So they have video games. By the way, a former U.S. Olympic gymnastics coach has died by suicide after he was charged with sexual assault of dozens of his young female athletes because he did it. Or he didn't do it and doesn't know how to fight it. But if dozens came forward, he did it. And cowards, when they get caught, that's what they do. They exit. Hitler did. That's what they do. They don't have courage. People with courage don't molest kids, Jim Jordan. People with courage don't look the other way if they know that kids or young teens or even young college guys are being molested, Mr. Jordan. You know, they don't turn the other way. They get involved. They stop the problem if they can. But cowards exit, kill themselves. 86. Now, we didn't lose a quality person today. It just robs all of those women of justice. You know, they won't get to see him on trial. They won't get to see him go to jail. So there's no victory in it for them. The women that he molested, they're not happy about him killing himself today, for the most part, I would imagine, because they would want him prosecuted, as he should be. All right, anything fun today? You know, there is some fun. I made some bonics today. Y'all ever hear of bonics? Any of you watch Outlander? I'm going to try to get through season 2 since a positive gay role model comes into play, but I don't like that the bad guy's a gay rapist. And they say, oh, he's not gay. He's just a sadist. That's bull crap. See, that's the kind of parsing of words. If you show for 3 episodes the guy screwing the other guy, you know, but then the only other interaction he's had with women has been like 30 seconds on camera, you're painting him a gay rapist. This is the show Outlander. But they make this thing called bonnets on it. And they're little cakey things. And I thought, well, I need something for tea, decaffeinated tea now. I drink decaf tea now. And I don't care what anyone thinks about that. That's not really tea. Okay, to my heart and aorta, it is. So I looked up what bonnets were, and I baked some this morning. Basically, what I did was I took 1.5 cups of oat flour, because in Europe, they call oatmeal oat flour. Or oat flour, oatmeal, that's it, yeah. So I took 1.5 cups of oat flour, or you can take rolled oats and put them in a processor and mix it up into flour. So 1.5 cups of that, 1/3 cup of whole wheat flour, 6 tablespoons of vegan shortening or vegan butter, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and then 2/3 cup of my sourdough starter. You don't have to have a sourdough starter to do it, but I did. Mix that together, let it rise for 10 minutes, and then made 6 little things and baked them at 350 for 17 minutes. And they've turned into these wonderful little round tea cakes, bonnets. And I did that because I was exposed to this Scottish food on this show called Highlander. How many of you have made something just because you saw it on television in a show, like your favorite character ate it, or it was the food of the day and you wanted to try it? You know, there's a statistic. Let me get something out of my pocket here. There's a statistic that just boggled my mind today. It's going to boggle yours, too. It's really quite sad, but a lot of you won't be shocked at the statistic, but you still will, I would imagine. How do I say this? Well, it's not surprising, but it's sad, okay? So the number of animals, okay, that humans eat, the number of animals that humans are slaughtering in 1 year, 69 billion with a B chickens. I need you to think about that. 69 billion chickens, or about 8.5 times the population of the entire world. So every human on planet Earth is basically responsible for the death of 8.5 chickens per year. 69 billion with a B. That's a number your brain can't even comprehend. It's been proven. You don't get it when it comes to these very big numbers. Like when you hear $1 billion, you don't realize how much that really truly, oh, Jeff Bezos has $1 billion. You don't realize how much that really truly is. Your brain just doesn't. $69 billion, or 69 billion chickens, okay? 1.5 billion pigs, intelligent, sentient, caring beings, 1.5 billion pigs, 656 million turkeys, 574 million sheep, 479 million goats, 302 million cows every year. And the only reason there's less cows than goats, sheep, turkey, pigs, and chicken, cows are bigger. You get more meat off of one cow. So 69 billion chickens every year, 1.5 billion pigs, 656 million turkey, 574 million sheep, 474 million goats, 302 million cattle. That's basically 69, 70, 80, 81, 82. It's about 84 billion animals a year. As for fish, you may ask, 154 million tons, T-O-N-N-E-S, which is 339, this is so crazy, 339 billion, with a B, pounds of seafood a year. 339 billion pounds of seafood every year is plucked out of the ocean. And then every year we kill 69 billion chickens, 1.5 billion pigs, 656 million turkey, 500 plus million sheep, 479 million goats, and 302 million cattle. Ladies and gentlemen and people everywhere in between, if those numbers don't tell you another problem, what's wrong with the world, then you're not paying attention. That's unsustainable. It's unhealthy. And more importantly, it's murder. Pigs are smart. You know, it's murder. So we are murdering billions, billions and billions of animals every year for no reason. You don't need to do it. You don't. We could, even if you just ate meat once a week, it would cut that by billions, by three quarter. So if everybody started just eating meat once a week, those numbers would go down by three quarter and you would still have meat. I'm a vegan for my health. But now that I see these numbers, I am so glad that this last year, not one of those animals died for me. And probably about 30 chickens for Ember. But not one for me. All right, I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so I'm going to hurt anybody. Remember, Patreon is the way to support the show. You either go to patreon.com, that's patreon.com/Carell, or at my website, reallycarell.com, click on the donate button, the subscribe, the donate. I think it says donate. Click on the donate button. I'll have to double check. I should probably go to my website and check, shouldn't I? I know it either says donate or subscribe. Click on it. $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you can do, it keeps the show going. Also, if you don't subscribe on YouTube, you should. YouTube.com/reallycarell. And yesterday, a lot of you followed me on Twitter and Instagram after I asked you to. So I would ask more of you to go and follow me on Instagram and on Twitter @reallycarell. I love you. This is the third show for the week. I may do one tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see what comes up. We'll see how the Equality Act goes, all of that. But if not, then I'll be back on Monday of next week. Much love to you. And remember, check my website every day and check the YouTube and my social media, because I do other things and I want you to see them. And so I put them that, like the Dorians. Have you seen me in the Dorians yet? The Dorians TV Toast 2020 with Hugh Jackman and Laverne Cox and all these stars. Have you seen me in it yet? I'm the host. Why haven't you gone to my website? Or youtube.com/reallycarell. It's right there. Have you seen the panel show that we did, a 30-minute panel show about television called The Dorian's Dish? I'm the host. It's right there. youtube.com/reallycarell. Look at all that entertainment for you to go. So go, 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 go be entertained.